We need like a magic stick.
You need a talking stick.
So we're going to talk about Facebook. So pretty much this podcast is called Facebook or Failbook. So do you agree on Facebook, and does it actually contribute to our society and to our school? And if you don't agree, like, justify it. And then we've got Mr. Bell and Mr. Vecchio here and Ms. Andrews to work with us. And would you please introduce yourself, and if you have Facebook or not, or any social networking sites. So
I guess I'll start then. I'm Mrs. Andrews. I do have a Facebook account, but it's mainly just for family. I use Twitter, though, for social a lot more. Next.
My name's Sunil. I do have a Facebook, and I do use it quite often. I have a lot of friends across Canada and the States I talk to.
My name's Jonathan. I have Facebook. I don't use it that often, but oh well.
My name's Amanda. I have Facebook. I probably check it 3 times a day.
My name's Martin. I have Facebook, and I don't use it really. Yeah. Lots of friends, though. I don't know most of them. But.
My name's Jerry Bell. I'm Principal of Technology for School District 60. I do use Facebook. I do check it multiple times during the day. I use Twitter. Facebook's for my personal life, and Twitter's for my professional life.
My name is Joel Aventure. I use Facebook, and it's an addiction.
My name is Claire Temple. I do not have Facebook because I prefer to talk to my friends face to face.
My name is Alicia, and I do have Facebook, and I do check it multiple times during the day, and I've had it for a while.
My name is Lori. I have a Facebook, but I mainly use it on weekends and like summer holidays.
My name is Bowen Lancaster. I have Facebook. It's mostly for when I'm out of town and can't get a hold of my friends. This really sounds like a support group.
My name is Daniel Vecchio. I'm the principal here at Northview Secondary School Community. I'm not on Facebook. Thank you, Claire. High five. I don't Twitter. Quack. I don't do any of those things. I send emails with attachments usually successfully. I don't use the computer for any kind of social network.
Jack,
my name is Carl. I've got Facebook, and I've got Twitter, and I've got 2,600-ish tweets, and I've been there for like 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you agree, guys, on banning Facebook? So, Mr. Bell, will you explain us why is it banned, and what are the reasons?
Sure. Several years back, I'm not even sure what year it was, originally when it was, well, within that first year that Facebook really became open to everyone other than some universities in the States, that Facebook took off, obviously, and since most of us are on it, I think we can all understand why it did take off. I was teaching here physics and computers, web publishing, and I had some responsibilities around the technology in the school, and generally the cry every day was from teachers, librarians, all kinds of people saying, our kids are skipping class, they're spending all their time on Facebook, they're causing problems, X, Y, Z, all the bad things around Facebook. And so my intention that time was, okay, let's see if we can get people to use this responsibly in the school. And Mrs. Andrews and I tried to figure out how we could integrate it into our classrooms, because that was what we did. We just found new technologies and spent lots of time trying to figure out where it was going to be good for education. And I don't know, we weren't all that successful off the bat because not a lot of people were using it yet, and there was definitely some issues. And I talked to students, and students, I think, generally agreed at that point in time that this was just a social thing and really had nothing to do with school, which I think a lot of us will change our opinions on that. As well, talk to parents, and parents, for the most part, didn't know. I mean, how many parents know what you're doing on the Internet or understand what you're doing on the Internet? So there's a great fear from parents around new technologies, and there still is. That's something I'm working at trying to dispel with some parents. So they were wholeheartedly against it, and teachers, for the most part, were very, we want to get rid of this, we want to get rid of this, we want to get rid of this. And so the last straw before we decided to ask the district at that time to block it from the school was there had been some death threats, some homophobic groups that were set up with threats against people. Some of the applications that were coming out in the dark old days of Facebook, which was probably only a couple years ago, I guess, were one of the last straws I saw was an application that said, guess how many Indians were on the bridge in Esquimalt? And I went, that's it. What's the point of this? So we talked to all the groups, and another thing, too, is we had a lot of students that were skipping class and were honestly not going to graduate on time because they were going to fail their courses. And when we dug into why, they were sneaking into the library to spend time on Facebook, sneaking into this classroom to spend time on Facebook. So we decided to do it as an intervention for some kids that weren't using the education path of, okay, I need to do this on my personal time, because everybody agreed this was more personal than school-related. So we did ask the district at that time to block it, and that's sort of the history around it.
Okay, so, like, Facebook, as we know, is, like, a popular networking site where, like, I know, we could communicate and interact with each other and use apps for it, like, for games and whatnot, for friends or, like, strangers alike, so there are potential for, like, stalking or whatever, but you're, like, responsible on what you put in Facebook, right? So do you agree on, like, banning it, guys?
In the sense that people are stalking you, or in the sense that just banning in general?
Banning in general here in school. So.
Well, I think it should be banned in school. Like, I can see where it would possibly have educational uses. However, we don't have a lot of extra computers. If you go to the library during your flex block, you cannot get on a computer to do your homework. So if you have Facebook as an educational thing, then it's just going to take up more computer space.
I think it's also be hard to integrate Facebook into a classroom because you have to get past that social kind of idea behind Facebook. So you could use it in a class, but you'd have to control everyone from not chatting with each other or not, like, you'd have to make sure it was purely educational and not just a social kind of thing, and I think that would be difficult to do with 30 kids.
Yeah, the distraction potential for Facebook versus its tool versus its use as an educational tool is, like, the distraction factor is huge.
And yet at the same time, you could say the same thing about a paper and a pencil. I know very well,
well
that you could make just as much of a distraction using a piece of paper and a pencil with a buddy sitting beside you as you can with the computer and Facebook.
In reply to your computer situation, I know when I do my homework and I know when I email it to myself, I print off a hard copy too, because every single class I go to that has an essay or anything due, they say, can I go to the library to print off my essay? Like, come more prepared. Don't do your work on the computer if you know you're not going to be able to do it.
So, like, have you know about that Facebook Lite and stuff? Know about it? No. So Facebook Lite is pretty much, there's no apps. So there's, like, a social network. It's, like, a social networking, like, Facebook, but there's no apps like Farmville, Mafia Wars, or, like, the pillow fights.
Well, I know I have Facebook Lite on my iPod.
So, yeah. So, would that help, do you think?
Well, I use Facebook Lite right now all the time, but, like, I check it. Every time I have an internet connection, just click it, check it out, see what's happening. If anything's happening, I find out.
Do you guys know of any way to use Facebook in school right now?
Think one use that I would know of is there was an issue at one point. There was a video on Facebook that a teacher wanted to access to watch for their class, and because it was blocked, they weren't able to get it.
Are you talking about, like, trying to get on Facebook in the schools? But, like, I can get on Facebook in about 10 seconds,
even though it's blocked at the school.
Oh, yeah. There's so many different ways.
Mm-hmm. So our blocking is largely ineffective right now?
Yeah,
it's kind of annoying.
It is annoying to hack into it because, yeah, every time after HTTP, you have to add an S.
But, yeah, I was just going to say, it's not an effective blocking. It's kind of just like, it's a rule that's just there to annoy people. It's kind of like,
Like dress code. There's a dress code, but nobody follows it. It's just something to annoy you.
Well, this morning there are people in the library on Facebook during one of the blocks, so it's just like if people want to get around it, they will, and they'll continue to use it as a distraction. But, I mean, then again, banning the whole Facebook and then, like, using it in the classroom could be the same effect of having, like, alcohol in Europe available at a younger age. If you integrate it more into your life, then maybe at a certain point it won't seem like, oh, I'm going to sneak off to the library to go on Facebook. It doesn't seem as bad if you use it in class, too.
Yeah, in a way you could use Facebook as, you know, in education, you know, like teachers could send you, you know, like if you're sick, they could send you what your homework is, you know. Like, it's easier, because some kids don't use email, some kids just use Facebook all the time, so it might be easier in that way.
And I know teachers do, too, because I had a question for Mr. Biller on Friday night, and I sent him an email. I got to school Monday morning, I didn't get a reply, and I said, I can't hand this in, I don't know what I'm doing, I sent you an email. Whereas, if a teacher has Facebook, which I know quite a few do, and they do check it very often, it's easier that way.
What about Mr. Biller's weekend where he doesn't have to work?
Well, you can send him a message.
Well, no, I know. I sent him an email on Friday during the day because I wasn't here. And he didn't check it. He didn't send me an email back.
You don't need to be friends with someone and see their complete profile to actually send them a message. Like, if I wanted to be honest, if I wanted to send a guy in Africa a message, given his privacy settings were low enough for me to send him a message, I could send him a message, and then he would be able to see my profile, and I wouldn't see his, if your settings are correct. So
for, like, the homework thing that we're having, so there's, like, 59% of students that has access of internet, like, talks about homework, talks about schoolwork, and talks about college life. So, like, the schoolwork and integration to social networking goes inside what's up, how is your day, and what's our homework, and this and this and this block. So, yeah, they use it for, like, college planning and pretty much, like, school assignments. So that's 59 whopping percent. And it was a report by the National Teachers Board. So what do you guys think about that?
I think if it was unbanned, it would be completely, like, even going, I'm thinking about going to U of S. I go on Facebook, I go, want to see what the life is? I type in U of S. In videos, find out videos of what events are happening, and it's like, wow, that's cool. I want to go there.
So is it like sort of motivation for you, like using Facebook?
Well, like, I want to see what U of S is like, so I go on, find a video on what the kids are doing, what the kids are posting on U of S. And it helps, because it's like, oh, well, I can do that.
But a lot of these uses we're saying are things that, okay, the teachers post it, and you do it while you're at home. Most of them, like, checking your room.
Technically, they're not allowed to post it, though.
Well, technically, they're not allowed to post it, but
they're not allowed to post what?
Teachers aren't allowed to post things on Facebook from school. But most of the things we're saying are, like, okay, if I was at home, then I would check if I was sick for a day, I would check for homework. Or if I wanted to know about this, then I might look it up. But really, that's more of a at-home use than an in-school use. Just that would just be giving teachers access to it in school.
I'm actually surprised because I didn't know there was that rule. I'm sorry.
Not specifically.
Well, I'm assuming,
no,
yeah.
There's no rule for teachers to say they're not, thou shalt not use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The network acceptance policy for teachers says that they should be using the technology, the network, for work-related, educational-related purposes with a minimal amount of
mm-hmm.
personal kind of things. So,
because I keep my Facebook for family instead and Twitter for social, I know, or for Twitter for professional use, I know when Carl has a question. And we Twitter back and forth to each other because I check that often. I have an iPod. It's just so easy to check.
And
it,
I think that Twitter for school is maybe a better idea than Facebook for school. Because Twitter, I know, like, I've looked at Twitter, I don't have an account, but it's a lot, there's less to distract you than there is on Facebook.
Twitter's really hard to use, though. Like, in the sense that you leave it for a day and you have 30 of your fellow students that you're following, you have 1,000 tweets that you have to go through to find that one that someone's saying to you.
Must you go through them?
What was that?
Must you go through them?
Well, I don't know how to use Twitter that well. I had it for a while. I even left it. I left it for 3 months, and I came back, and I had 2,000 tweets, and I was like, oh, I hope nothing happened. Let's just keep going.
Yeah, Mr. Becky, over the summer, but didn't you mention that Facebook was used to organize a memorial service? You said that that's...
I found out about Preston's memorial service.
I think
from
so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. That's how I was going to do that. I wanted to receive it.
They organized and planned a memorial to come in the middle of summer.
1,000 students showed up.
I'd ask Carl that about Haiti. How much money was raised for Haiti through Facebook and Twitter? I mean, you can mobilize millions of people in a matter of minutes using social networking sites.
Yeah. I first heard Haiti when I was in a physics class, and I went out and checked my Twitter, and it was like Haiti treading, so I was like, hey, what's this? And they checked, there was an earthquake, and I told my classmates, they were like, okay, what happened? So, like, while the news is going, like, social networking helps it go through, like, while there's, like, I don't know, an earthquake on China, and while there's an earthquake happening, people were, like, Twittering about it and such, so...
Right. Oh, that makes sense, because I have an app on my iPod, and without it, I would be screwed, because I watch the Olympics all day, whenever I can. And, like, when the Olympic Games are on, like, 4 years ago, when the game is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like, I'm either going to stay home or find a way to get updates. I had an update on my phone. It's just internet helps you. Like, I wouldn't have come to class if I hadn't had a way to find out what was happening in the gold medal game. Like, I'm like a diehard hockey fan, so that just happens.
How many of you guys pay attention to the announcements every day? All right, so this is a good group, and most of them put
up their hands. Well, it depends on where you are. Like, I have last block in the gym, and in the gym, the announcements are not decipherable.
Yeah.
If you're in either the gym or the cafeteria, it's just, like, it might as well be just white noise, because you cannot separate it into words.
What if there was a group on Facebook for the school?
What about an app?
The week.
And then the teachers would each have their class on it. I don't know how it would work.
Would and be certainly some privacy concerns about all the names and everything that's put out there.
Yeah,
that's
there definitely
that would
be.
You know, a good way for teachers, they could see if kids are skipping. So they're making a comment and they see what time it is.
No, I've done that with Carl. Twitter that he was in math class. I'm going, what happened to you in my class then?
I don't know. It's one good thing, I don't know.
What about our own Facebook? We created our own Facebook for the school.
The school does have a Facebook. It's just a matter of how the school would use it. Because in a sense, I don't want 80 notifications a day on my Facebook, because I'm just going to click it, look at them, and say, oh, they're all from Northeast.
There's an option. There's... a couple different things. One's called Ning and one's called Elg, which are essentially your own versions that we could put our own Facebook social networking site for the school on a server and maintain it ourselves. It would be just like Facebook, but you would log into something else and use it for the school.
Could you also do that as a program for kids, so that you could have like a network administrator kind of idea where they're going in and fixing up the any problems that occur?
Absolutely.
I don't know, that just reminds me so much of Moodle, and I'm so bad, I don't use Moodle. I'm not going to sit, we brought up last day, I'm not going to sit there and watch one of Mr. Boyd's late lectures for an hour and 15 minutes, when if he gives me a set of notes and a set of questions, I can do it in 20 minutes.
There would also be the issue of internet. Most of the school does live in town. They have access to high-speed internet. You do have a portion of the people who are at the school, like me, or
Andy.
Yeah, we're in rural areas. I have dial-up, and audio downloading, video downloading is not fun. It's called You Leave It All Night and You Wake Up and You Got Kicked Off and It Never Actually Happened. It's not fun. So, in that sense, there's not really even a point because you would get the stuff at school and maybe transfer it home. Well, if you're at school again, then you might as well just go talk to the teacher and get work.
But, like, I think if we wanted to do that kind of Facebook sort of thing, I know that, like, with my Gmail, there's an option to have the chat enabled, there's an option to have all that, but then there's an HTML only, like, just a where it just loads my email. So if we were going to do this, like, Facebook-esque sort of thing for the school and teachers want to post video and audio and all this crud that Jonathan and I can't see, like, Eliminate is a fantastic idea, but
yeah.
If I'm homesick,
it works.
It's not going to happen for me.
It works.
So if we had that, but we had two options, one is a simplified version, one without, and then it might be easier.
So, yeah, I think, like, you both agree on, like, Facebook having distraction in school, and, like, regulating it is not possible with, like, now, I don't know, like, regulating.
Sorry, we're all
sorry.
Laughing at the principal texting underneath the table.
Yeah, like,
I'm reading emails from stressed teachers. Is that the truth? That's right. Looking at this?
No, that's mine.
It's always an email for a distressed teacher.
Anyways, Carl.
Should we create a charity?
So we both agree that, yeah, there's no possible way for today, like at this moment, to regulate Facebook at the school. But there are some possibilities to use it as a schoolwork, right? So.
What percentage of the school has cell phones?
How much would you say?
Text
huge,
80-90%?
How many people do you think use the internet and go on Facebook
during the day? Probably 10 times during the day. 5, 6. Like, I know I don't have my cell phone right now, but when I have it, I go on it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think that if we're going to think about going to, like, a Facebook thing, maybe we should think about just having a call. You can send text messages from the computer. Yet it's okay, your teacher has your list of numbers and you get your text.
But that can get expensive for some people with their plans. That's
well, I mean, but internet.
And
I have limited, we pay like per gig, so internet is expensive too.
It's just difficult because you get a text message. Well, this is really big. How do I reply to this? Well, I can't. I'll wait until Monday to go to school and ask them.
Well, right. Facebook's the same way.
No, because you, oh, I have a question to this. I'll reply. I can't send a text message to a computer.
Okay. So what we're talking about is there's like a possibility that it can be used through like groups and such, but not now because like there's no way that we can implement that rule. Like,
there's no way that you can implement the rule that groups are going to just groups are going to be used no matter what. I think it's a good idea to keep it out of the school. I think the libraries should be free game. The computer rooms, the teachers need to monitor them more. I believe if a teacher says, Kate, 10 minutes free time, do whatever you want. Here's what, like, we weren't allowed to go on, like, candy stand when we were little, and the teachers would monitor us, right? The teachers could access all the computers in those computer labs through their computer.
I think that it maybe, like, it's banned, but it obviously isn't actually stopping people. Mm-hmm. So I think it should always be, okay, if that person's on Facebook, okay, I have homework to do, get off. Should be a priority thing. The direct homework is more important than Facebook. And
right
now, because of our shortage of computers and stuff,
but
that it should only be direct homework.
But I also believe, I've always been a believer, is the whole legalizing marijuana, people going and drinking. Sorry, I'm turning it a bit like that way. It sounds really bad, but it all connects because people go out and drink until they're 19, and then they go out and drink casually because it's a rule that all the high school students want to break.
So if we unbanned it, then it wouldn't be as big.
I don't think it would be.
Actually,
well,
I think people.
Okay, you know
it
what?
More.
Right now, it would be. People would be like, "Oh yes, we go on Facebook," but come next year, people will be like, whatever,
That depends on your schools that are filtering up. If Bose were to implement the same thing, then yes. If Bose left it the way it is, they'd go crazy because it's the first year that they get that they're on their own. They're like, oh, we can actually use this now. We don't have to.
Yeah, it's like being allowed to sleep.
You can use it at Bose, couldn't you?
You can, but
it was.
There's no.
Yeah. We're going to have to wrap up. Thank you very much for listening.
We're in
very much
missing
chemistry.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.